Good morning, everyone. We begin in Joplin, Missouri, and we want you to first of all forget the death toll, which stands at 122 from that devastating tornado on Sunday. Forget the aerial shots and the general pictures of devastation that you've seen from Joplin, Missouri. The community is rebuilding, and all the details of that story are part of the coverage that we've been involved in. But we just want to give you two data points this morning. Irving Elementary School in Joplin, Missouri, destroyed by the tornado. Teaching at that school is Susan Moore, who joins us now. Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
Regina Jones teaches first grade at Duquesne Elementary. Duquesne Elementary School was spared by the tornado. Regina, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I gather both of you teachers are doing a kind of grim attendance taking over the next few days to make sure all of the kids that you teach and that are at your school are still going to report whatever happens if school ever comes into session. How is that going, Susan Moore?
It's going very well. We did meet yesterday, and right now, like you said, we are currently trying to contact just all of the families, make contact with them, make sure that they're okay, to see if they have any needs, you know, that we can furnish for them, such as water, clothing, things like that.
What have some of those phone calls been like, Susan?
They've been very happy, rejoicing. I spoke to several parents myself yesterday, and they were just very pleased that the school district would take the time to call and try to find out where they are.
Of course, Susan Moore, kindergarten teacher at Irving Elementary, your school is destroyed.
Yes, it is.
So you do not know what the future is.
I do know we've been told we will start back up in the fall, and I feel very confident that our school officials will work hard to get that done.
Regina Jones, who teaches first grade at Duquesne Elementary, which is still standing. Regina, how's your attendance taking going?
It's difficult. In the area, our city is mapped out into zones, and those children go to that particular school in their neighborhood. And so the cell phone service has been knocked out. Every phone call takes several attempts, or texts take several attempts. And I started immediately because I had only minor damage to my home. Teachers who haven't lost much have started immediately, and as well as, you know, the entire district, those who could have gotten together trying to call. So it's been a difficult task, but it has been very rewarding to hear those families on the other end of the line.
Have you talked to some kids?
Really only one, because most of them, they're so involved and engrossed. I started the very next day, and at that time it was still very fresh, and I mostly just talked to parents.
Any unaccounted for at this point, Regina?
Citywide is all I've heard. The local news said citywide there's 1,500 they could not get in contact with, but that doesn't mean anything except that there's no cell service. So there are some, but, you know, we're not anticipating the worst, no.
And what have the parents been telling you about what all this means? I mean, Joplin's a fine, middle-sized city where not a whole lot's happened typically, and the whole world's attention is focused, and school is out now. You know, you're not used to snow days in Joplin, but look what you have here, Regina.
Yes, we have parents who have mostly, like Susan said, there's been a lot of joy in just the fact that they are have their lives. And it doesn't matter if they've lost nothing or if they have lost everything. The response is still, we're so grateful to have our lives. So that's been the major response from them.
And Susan, is that a feeling that you share?
Yes, absolutely. They've all just been, you know, we're safe. We don't have our house, but we're safe, and we're okay, and we're going to make it.
Now, Susan and Regina, can you talk to each other and give us a sense of what it's like on the sort of, network among teachers trying to figure out what's going on at what facility, what sort of phone calls you've made with your colleagues, how you interact with each other?
Our teachers, like I said, we all met yesterday at a centralized location. We have a couple of teachers who did lose their homes. Even those teachers were there helping us make phone calls to our students yesterday. I mean, we're a family, and we've definitely come together through this.
And, Susan, since you've lost your school, do you have any questions for Regina about the facility that is spared?
Just can we come on over, Regina?
Sure.
Can I borrow a few supplies?
Come on, bring your kids.
You know, Susan and Regina, the end of the school year is always kind of a moment to really look back with your students. It's usually pretty emotional for the teachers that I know, and for the kids as well. You didn't get that. The last day of school was a day you weren't aware that it was the last day of school.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that must make the end of you. I mean, what do you now think? Do you wish that you could maybe you get an opportunity to gather your students together and have a real last day?
That, I think that would be nice. It's just being able to do that, I'm not sure how that's going to happen, but it would sure be nice. It's difficult to realize you didn't get to say goodbye, you didn't get to hug them, you didn't get to wish them an end of the year, show them a memory video or anything at all. That's a little difficult to handle.
We're talking with Regina Johnson.
Well.
Hold on, ladies. We're just going to re-identify you because I know our listeners really want to know names and exactly you know what your connection to all this is. Regina Jones teaches first grade at Duquesne Elementary. Susan Moore teaches kindergarten at Irving Elementary. They're both from Joplin, Missouri. Duquesne Elementary was not affected by the tornado, at least structurally speaking, but Irving Elementary was destroyed. What kind of lesson is this for students? What is it you, if you got all of your students together, Regina, you would tell them about this experience?
That we are a family. Family is who takes care of you, who looks out for you, and that this community has come together as a family. It's not necessarily the people in your home, although that is definitely who you live, your family, your blood family, yet we have come together as a community, and look what we can accomplish. Look what can be done.
Susan Moore, kindergartners tend to be scared of things like tornadoes.
They do, and I'm dealing with that at home. I have a kindergartner who went to Irving Elementary, and last night when the second storms came through, he was extremely scared.
And what'd you tell him?
I told him that we'd be okay, that we would all be safe together and we'd be okay.
How'd you know that?
I believe in God, and I prayed.
Quite a teacher and a mom. Tough dual role to have this week, eh, Susan?
Yes, it is.
Well, thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us and breaking my heart this morning. Susan Moore teaches kindergarten at Irving Elementary in the middle of Joplin, Missouri. When do you think school will start again?
We've been told that it will start again in the fall.
All right. The Regina Jones teaches first grade at Duquesne Elementary, which was not affected. Two stories, two schools, two teachers, one set of lessons. Regina and Susan, thanks so much. Our thoughts are with you. If you have stories from Joplin or from any of these zones where the tornadoes have been so severe in this devastating spring of 2011, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.